Hi, I'm Daisy. I never thought I'd be the kind of person who'd need a security system. But after saving for 5 years to buy my first house, I wasn't taking chances. The system cost me $2,000, complete with cameras covering every entrance. My brother Marcus laughed when I showed him the setup. "Seriously, Daze? This is overkill for this neighborhood," he said, scrolling through his phone while sprawled on my new couch. "Better safe than sorry," I replied, handing him a beer. "You never know what could happen." "You watch too much true crime. Nobody's breaking into your boring suburban house." He took a long sip. "What are they gonna steal? Your collection of scented candles?" "I have nice things now, Marcus. My grandmother's jewelry, the art pieces I've collected, my electronics. It adds up." He rolled his eyes. "If you say so. Hey, speaking of which, can I borrow a couple hundred, just until payday?" "Marcus, this is the third time this month."
I know,
but my car needs work and... I already helped you with rent last month. What happened to that promotion you mentioned?"
"Didn't work out." He avoided my eyes.
"Come on, Daisy. You're doing well now. I just need a little help." I sighed and transferred him the money. He was my brother, after all. That conversation happened on a Tuesday. By Friday, everything had changed. I came home from work to find my front door slightly ajar. My heart stopped. I pulled out my phone and dialed 911 before even going inside. 911. What's your emergency?"
"Someone broke into my house. I'm standing outside right now. The door's open. Are you in a safe location? Can you see if anyone's still inside?"
"I'm outside. I don't see anyone, but I'm not going in." Within minutes, two patrol cars arrived. Officer Chen, a stern woman in her 40s, approached me while her partner checked the house. "Miss Morrison, I'm Officer Chen. Can you tell me what happened?"
"I just got home and found the door open. I have a security system. It should have alerted me if anyone tried to break in."
"Smart thinking. Calling before entering. Let's wait for my partner to clear the house." After 10 agonizing minutes, the other officer emerged.
"All clear. But you're gonna wanna see this."
My living room was a disaster. Drawers pulled open, cushions thrown around, my grandmother's jewelry box, empty. My laptop, gone. The glass cabinet where I kept my art pieces, shattered.
"My God," I whispered.
Officer Chen was examining my security panel. "Miss Morrison, when did you last check your system?"
"This morning before work. Why?"
"It's been manually disabled. Someone turned it off from the inside using the master code." My blood ran cold.
"That's impossible. Only two people have that code. Me and..."
I stopped.
"And?"
Officer Chen prompted.
"My brother. Marcus. But he wouldn't... He couldn't...
Has he been having any financial difficulties? The requests for money? The vague excuses? The way he'd avoided my eyes?"
"Officer Chen, I need to check something."
I pulled out my phone and opened my security app. It kept logs of every time the system was armed or disarmed. My hands shook as I scrolled through the data.
"What is it?"
Officer Chen asked. "The system was disarmed at 1:47 p.m. today, using Marcus's code, the one I gave him for emergencies."
"Is there any way he could have given that code to someone else?"
I kept scrolling, my stomach churning.
"No, look at this. He's been disarming it every few weeks for months, always when I'm at work. I never noticed because nothing went missing before."
Officer Chen's expression hardened. "He's been casing your house, learning your patterns, figuring out what you have worth taking."
"But why now? Why take everything today?"
"Miss Morrison, I need to ask. Has your brother been in any legal trouble recently? Gambling debts, substance issues, anything like that?"
I don't know. He's been asking for money constantly, but I thought it was just normal stuff. Car repairs, rent.
I think we need to have a conversation with your brother."
I called Vanessa, my best friend, the moment the police left. She arrived within 20 minutes carrying takeout and wine.
"Daisy, oh my God, are you okay?"
"No, yes, I don't know."
I collapsed on the couch.
"It was Marcus, Vanessa. My own brother robbed me."
"Are you absolutely sure? Maybe someone stole his code or..."
"The logs don't lie. He's been disarming my system for months. The police think he was planning this. Vanessa sat beside me, her face dark with anger. That absolute snake. After everything you've done for him? All the money you've given him? I should have seen it coming. The constant requests for cash. The weird excuses. Don't you dare blame yourself. He's a grown man who made a choice to steal from his sister. She poured us both wine. What did the police say? They want to question him, but I need to talk to him first. I need to hear him say it. Bad idea, Days. Really bad idea. I have to know why. The next morning, I drove to Marcus's apartment. His roommate Kyle answered the door, looking uncomfortable. Daisy, hey, Marcus isn't here. Kyle, I need to talk to you. Can I come in? He hesitated, then stepped aside. What's going on? Someone robbed my house yesterday. Turned off my security system using Marcus's code. Kyle's face went pale. Oh no, 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 no. You know something. Daisy, I can't. Kyle, please, I need to know what's happening with my brother. He ran his hands through his hair, pacing. He's going to kill me for telling you this. He already betrayed me. What else could he do? He's been gambling, online poker, sports betting, everything. He's in deep with some really bad people, Daisy. Like, $50,000 deep. The room spun. $50,000? He kept saying he'd win it back, that he just needed one big score. But he kept losing. These guys he owes money to, they don't mess around. They've been threatening him. So he decided to rob me? He was desperate. He told me he had a plan to get the money, but he wouldn't say what. I thought maybe he was finally going to get help. Talk to a debt counselor or something. I didn't know he was going to... Kyle trailed off, looking miserable. Did he tell you what he took from my house? No, but Daisy, a couple days ago, he asked me if I knew anyone who bought jewelry and electronics. No questions asked. I told him I didn't want to be involved in whatever he was planning. Do you know where he is now? He left this morning. Said he had to meet someone about taking care of things. I'm sorry, Daisy. I should have told you sooner. I left Kyle's apartment and called Officer Chen immediately. Miss Morrison, I was just about to contact you. My brother's gambling debts. He owes $50,000 to dangerous people. His roommate just told me everything. That explains the urgency. We've been trying to locate him, but he's not at any of his usual spots. Do you have any idea where he might go? There's one place, our mom's old storage unit. He has a key. It's where we kept family stuff after she passed. Can you meet me there in 30 minutes? I'll be there. Mrs. Patterson, my elderly neighbor, called just as I was leaving. Daisy, dear, I heard about your break-in. I've been meaning to call the police, but I wanted to talk to you first. Mrs. Patterson, what did you see? That van, the white van parked in your driveway yesterday afternoon. I thought it was strange because you were at work, but then I saw your brother get out of it. What time was this? Around 1:30. He went inside your house, came out about 20 minutes later with several boxes, loaded them into the van and drove away. Did you see anyone else with him? No, dear, just him. I almost called you, but I thought maybe you'd asked him to pick something up for you. Should I have called the police? It's okay, Mrs. Patterson. You're calling now, and that's what matters. Would you be willing to give a statement to the police? Of course, dear. Whatever you need. Officer Chen and I arrived at the storage facility simultaneously. Two other patrol cars pulled up behind us. Miss Morrison, I need you to stay back. If he's here, we'll handle it. That's my family's storage unit. My stuff. I deserve to be here. I understand. But for your safety, I'm not going anywhere. She sighed. Fine, but you stay behind me at all times. Understood? I nodded. The manager opened the gate and led us to Unit 247. The door was rolled up halfway. Inside, I could see boxes, my boxes, stacked against the wall. And there was Marcus, sorting through my grandmother's jewelry. Marcus Morrison, this is the police. Come out with your hands visible. He froze, then slowly stood up. When he saw me, his face crumpled. Daisy, I can explain. Hands where we can see them, sir, Officer Chen commanded. Marcus raised his hands. This isn't what it looks like. Really? I stepped forward, my voice shaking with rage. Because it looks like you robbed your own sister and stashed the evidence in Mom's storage unit. I was going to give it all back. I just needed to... To what? Sell my grandmother's wedding ring to pay off your gambling debts? His eyes widened. How did you know about that? Kyle told me everything. $50,000, Marcus? How long have you been lying to me? I had a problem, okay? I made some bad bets, and these guys, they're not reasonable. They were going to hurt me. So, you hurt me instead, my voice echoed in the storage unit. I trusted you. I gave you money every time you asked. I gave you the code to my house in case of emergencies, and you used it to rob me blind. Daisy, please. I was desperate. You were desperate? I worked for 5 years to buy that house. 5 years of saving every penny. And you just took it all in one afternoon like it meant nothing. Officer Chen stepped between us. Mr. Morrison, you're under arrest for burglary and theft. Wait. Daisy, come on. I'm your brother. We can work this out. I'll pay you back, I swear. With what money? I demanded. The money you were going to get from selling my things? My grandmother's jewelry? The art pieces I saved for months to buy? I'll get a loan. I'll do whatever it takes. Just don't do this. Don't press charges. Please. Officer Chen began reading him his rights, but Marcus kept talking, his voice rising. You can't do this to me. Those guys I owe money to. If I go to jail, I can't pay them. Do you know what they'll do? That's not my problem, I said coldly. You made your choices. I'm your brother! You stopped being my brother the second you disabled my security system and walked out with my life in boxes. Daisy, I'm begging you, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I'll go to therapy, I'll get help for the gambling. I'll never ask you for anything again, just please. No. What? No, I don't accept your apology. I don't forgive you, and I'm pressing every possible charge. His face twisted with anger. You're really going to send your own brother to prison? You sent yourself to prison the moment you betrayed me. This is unbelievable. After everything Mom would have wanted, don't you dare bring Mom into this, I shouted. She would be ashamed of you. She worked two jobs to raise us, and you spit on her memory by stealing from family. You self-righteous, Marcus lunged toward me, but Officer Chen grabbed him. That's enough. Mr. Morrison, you're making this worse for yourself. I'll destroy you for this, Daisy. You think you're so perfect? Wait until everyone knows what kind of sister you really are. Is that a threat? Officer Chen asked sharply. I'm just saying she's going to regret this. She's going to regret turning her back on family. Officer Chen's partner stepped forward. Mr. Morrison, I strongly suggest you stop talking. As they led him away in handcuffs, Marcus kept shouting threats over his shoulder. You'll be sorry, Daisy. Those guys I owe money to, they know where you live. You think you're safe? Are you threatening your sister with harm? Officer Chen demanded. I'm just telling her the facts. She should watch her back. Add intimidation of a witness to his charges, Officer Chen told her partner. The legal process moved faster than I expected. Between the security system logs, Mrs. Patterson's eyewitness testimony, Kyle's statement about the gambling debts, and the recovered items in the storage unit, the prosecutor said it was one of the strongest cases she'd seen. I sat in the prosecutor's office with Vanessa beside me for moral support. Miss Morrison, your brother's attorney has approached us about a plea deal, the prosecutor, Miss Ramirez, explained. What kind of deal? I asked. He pleads guilty to the burglary and theft charges. In exchange, we drop the witness intimidation charge. He's looking at 3 to 5 years. And if we go to trial? With the intimidation charge and his threats on record, he could face 7 to 10. But trials are unpredictable. Vanessa squeezed my hand. What do you want to do, Daze? I want him to face every consequence of what he did. Take it to trial. Miss Ramirez nodded approvingly. I was hoping you'd say that. We have him dead to right. 2 months later, the trial lasted 3 days. Marcus's attorney tried to paint him as a desperate addict who made a mistake, suggesting I was being vindictive by pressing charges. But Mrs. Patterson's testimony was damning. I saw him load those boxes into a van, calm as could be. That's not desperation. That's calculation. Kyle testified about the months of gambling and lying. The security company's expert witness showed how Marcus had systematically disabled the system during my work hours, proving premeditation. When I took the stand, Marcus's attorney tried to shake me. Miss Morrison, isn't it true you're doing this out of spite, that you've always resented your brother? No, I'm doing this because what he did was wrong, and actions have consequences. But he's your brother. Don't you think prison is excessive? I think stealing from your sister, threatening her when caught, and showing zero remorse is what's excessive. The jury deliberated for 4 hours, guilty on all counts. At sentencing, the judge gave Marcus 8 years, citing the premeditation, the violation of family trust, and the threats he'd made. Marcus's attorney requested I make a victim impact statement. I stood before the court, looking directly at my brother. I want to be clear about something. I don't forgive you. I don't wish you well. You betrayed me in the deepest possible way, and you only showed remorse when you got caught. Even then, your apologies were just manipulation tactics. You threatened me, trying to scare me into silence. You used our mother's memory as a weapon. Those aren't the actions of someone who's sorry. Those are the actions of someone who's only sorry they got caught. Marcus stared at the floor. I hope these 8 years give you time to think about the kind of person you've become. But whether you change or not doesn't matter to me anymore. You're not my brother. You're just someone I used to know who made very bad choices. After the sentencing, Marcus's attorney approached me in the hallway. Miss Morrison, Marcus wanted me to tell you that he's willing to apologize. Really apologize this time. He was wondering if you might visit him before he's transferred to the state facility. No. He's trying to make amends. Tell him I said no. I have nothing to say to him, and I don't want to hear anything he has to say to me. He's still your brother. Not anymore. That evening, Vanessa, Kyle, and Mrs. Patterson came over for dinner. My house was finally back to normal, the broken glass replaced, the stolen items either recovered or replaced with insurance money. How are you holding up? Vanessa asked, pouring wine for everyone. Honestly? I feel free. Is that weird? Not at all, Mrs. Patterson said. You did the right thing, dear. Families aren't obligated to enable bad behavior. Kyle raised his glass. To Daisy, for being stronger than anyone should have to be. To Daisy, they echoed. Thank you, all of you, for having my back through this. That's what real family does, Vanessa said. And she was right. Sometimes the family you choose is stronger than the one you're born into. What would you do if you discovered a family member was stealing from you? Would you press charges, or would you give them another chance? Let me know in the comments. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more true stories about betrayal, revenge, and justice.